It was the day before Thanksgiving, a time to be counting your blessings. Why I was with John Steinhardt, I don't know. Rarely had he been counted among anyone's blessings. He fancied himself to be a modern-day embodiment of Robin Hood, someone who robbed from the rich and gave to the poor, or took from those who had something they didn't need and shared it with those who needed it. And in all fairness, most of the time his heroics had something to do with pizza, keg, and toga parties. Still, I should have known it was a mistake to talk to him about a problem like this. The dilemma was that someone had stolen Mom Irwin's bird. Mom Irwin was the house mother at the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity house on the campus of Montana State College in Bozeman. She was the sweetest lady on campus and revered by all who knew her. So the thought of her table without a turkey on Thanksgiving was fraternally repugnant. It was a matter of honor. "I heard it was the Kappa Sigs that did it," I told him. "Yeah, it sounds like them. Well, we have no choice. We have to get her another one." "Well, yeah, but where are we going to get one? We're broke," I protested. "Has it occurred to you that the Aggies have 2,000 turkeys in a big compound right out by the barn?" Steinhardt deadpanned. I could feel the earth begin to slide from under me.